House has been attacked, and the property and information you plan to sell have been stolen. You've been deprived of the profit you deserve. No one would deny that you have a right to seek revenge, to make an example out of those who have caused you embarrassment and significant harm. He bowed again. All I beg is that you blame the right people. Another explosion ripped through the palace, causing great upset in the throne room. Tasabarisha's huge eyes showed white around the edges as she waved a Twi'lek over to her. His comlink was squawking urgently. They hastily conversed, too quietly for Shigar to overhear. Then anger got the better of the matriarch. She backhanded the Twi'lek away from her and roared at the translator.
Tasabarish wishes you to understand that the spaceport has been attacked, said the droid,
its tapering head bobbing obsequiously. By whom?
By Imperials. The Republic shuttle has been destroyed.
Shigar considered saying nothing. On one level, he didn't need to. The actions of the Imperials had won the argument for him by their blatant violation of the Treaty of Coruscant. But on another level, he was still in hot water. Tasabarish could have him executed just for being an irritation and an inconvenient reminder of her loss. He had to give her a reason to spare him, not kill him. He had to appeal to her business sense.
We are both victims here,
he said, choosing his words with exquisite care.
Killing me won't get the Navicomp back, and it will make an enemy of the Jedi Council. Either way, you end up worse off. Letting me live, however, offers you a way to cut your losses.
Tasabarish asks how?
Shigar swallowed. A bad taste had crept into his mouth.
I intend to follow the Mandalorian wherever he goes. He has injured both my pride and my companion, and he will pay for these crimes. The information he has stolen might no longer be of value in and of itself, but every new world offers opportunities for trade and exploitation. In return for releasing me, I will ensure that those opportunities come to you first, before anyone else.
The matriarch hummed a pitch almost too low for a human ear to hear. Her eyes didn't leave Shigar's face, but they had an inward cast now.
Tasabarish is considering your offer,
said the droid, glancing back and forth between them.
I worked that out.
She rumbled something, and the translator said,
Tasabarish wonders how you intend to follow the Mandalorian when you don't have a ship, let alone directions.
I'm a Jedi.
He tapped his forehead, hoping to hide the fact that he hadn't the faintest idea on either point.
We have our ways.
A new wave of whispering spread through the crowd.
Tasabarish says that your ways are insufficient. The investment is too risky.
But...
The translator raised a metal hand.
She says that in order to protect her stake in this venture, she must be allowed to provide you with assistance.
Must be...
The choice of words gave him pause. What was being forced on him exactly?
Tell me more.
The matriarch settled back on her throne, her eyes narrowed to slits.
Tasabarish will provide you with transport. Her nephew will make the necessary arrangements. If you accept the offer, you may leave immediately.
Shigar wondered what would happen if he rejected her offer. He mistrusted the matriarch's sudden satisfaction.